Welcome into the Inside of the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on James Morgan. James just finished his senior season as a quarterback for the Florida International Panthers and is one of the top quarterbacks in the upcoming draft class. James, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
For sure. Appreciate you guys having me.
To start, James, you recently accepted your invite to play at the Shrine Bowl. How did you end up getting that invite, and what was your initial reaction?
Sure. Over the course of this year, you know, I had got some invitations. So Coach Davis had actually called me into his office and had presented me with that one in the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl. And then I had talked it over with some people who were close to me and decided that the Shrine Bowl would be the best one for me. And I'm very excited about it. I think it's a great opportunity for me to showcase my skills. Gonna be a lot of great talent there, and got a chance to prove what I can do.
Talking about showcasing your talents, James, what are you most looking forward to about showcasing your talents?
I'm excited to play with, you know, some people from different parts of the country. I think that there's a stigmatism with some of the smaller schools, not in the Power Five, that maybe the competition isn't as good. And I'm hoping that my film from this year, as well as the opportunity to come to this game and play with the likes of players who are from different schools, really shows teams that I'm able to do that. And my speed and my arm strength and all that stuff correlates with the next level, which I'm really, really excited about.
And then talking about that idea of this is such an important process with the pre-draft, what are you going to be working on in particular leading up to the Shrine Bowl and just the pre-draft process in general?
Sure. So the Shrine Bowl is coming up pretty quick here. So the biggest thing that I want to make sure that I get down is just to shore up my footwork, my mechanics. I think after the season or as the season goes, you know, you focus so much on like game plan stuff that some of the mechanical stuff kind of falls just a little bit from where it was at the start of the season. So I think in terms of the preparation up to the bowl game, it's all about, okay, coming back to basics, you know, how can I shore up some of the, the mechanical things to get that down, the footwork things to get that down. And then the pre-draft process, I'm very excited about. You know, I'm training at ASPI in Tampa, and I'm sure they'll work on a variety of things from, 40 time to quickness, strength, and we'll develop a plan to get going as soon as I get there. I get there next week, so I'm very excited about that. So, yeah, I couldn't be more thrilled about this process. I'm ready to put everything I have into this, work as hard as I can to achieve this dream of mine since I've been a kid.
And, James, while doing our research, we found that you redshirted your freshman year. What went into that decision? Mm-hmm.
So my redshirt year was at Bowling Green, and at the time we had a senior quarterback who was an excellent quarterback. I think he threw for over 5,000 yards, had over 40 touchdowns, something like that, but had a phenomenal year. And so I redshirted that year. You know, he had pretty established in the role. And just being able to, you know, learn from him in that offense, that was Dino Babers, who was there, who's with Syracuse now, took away a lot of really great things to be able to use for the rest of my career.
And when we looked at it, we saw that huge jump in playing time as a freshman and kind of getting acclimated. We know quarterback in particular, every position, it's a difficult transition. So what do you think allowed you to have such success early on in your career?
You know, I would attest it, just like I said, some of that to the people who were in front of me. You know, Matt Johnson, the quarterback I referenced, was a great, role model for me, being able to see how he led the team and prepared, was excellent for me. Sean Lewis was the OC. He's currently the head coach at Kent State. Like I said, Dino Babers. So being able to learn under those guys' tutelage was certainly great for me. And then the other part that I like to pride myself on is just the preparation aspect. You know, I would always go into it working as hard as I could and trying to be as prepared as I possibly could for every game. And I think that having that confidence going into the game that I knew what I was doing and I was going to go dice it up was really something that helped me out a lot.
James, we've seen what you have accomplished so far at your time at FIU. Let's talk about junior year. You appeared in all 12 games, making 12 starts. What do you think really allowed you to have that level of success?
I would attest a lot to it, a lot of it to both the team that I was on and the system that we had in place. One of the main reasons I came to FIU was the family culture. It really seemed like it was a very tight-knit group. And then the leadership of the program was phenomenal. You know, we talk about Butch Davis, our offense coordinator, Rich Strasky. It was just a great system for a quarterback to be able to come in and have success. And then you pair that with the offensism that we had, and I really enjoyed it. It had a lot more responsibility on the quarterback. you know, going from an air raid at Bowling Green where it was basically, you know, go out and try to kind of find the open guy and not worry about protections and hots and all that stuff, to a system that was much more inclusive of that stuff. You know, now I'm, you know, directing the line. Now I'm seeing coverages and all the different stuff that goes into that. So I think that both of those things, with the atmosphere, the leadership, and the offensive system, really played into me having a successful junior season.
And with that transition to Bowling Green, you just mentioned air raid to now more of a pro-style offense at FIU. What was that overall transition like? What were the difficult aspects of it? And did it come natural to you in a sense?
Yeah, I really much think so. You know, it's interesting. There are, you know, great things about both offenses. You know, the air raid, you're really spreading the field a lot, you know, getting the ball hash to hash, you know, showcasing your arm. But I will say that with that, you know, there's a little bit less, some of the offenses, a little bit less like flexibility with, or maybe structure, I would say, structure in terms of, you know, like I mentioned, we're not pointing somebody, we're not picking up the protections, stuff like that. It was kind of just, you had great athletes, you want to see them run and you want to go hit them with a great arm. And then you come to the pro style, and I honestly felt like that was a much better fit for me. I really, really enjoyed the process of diving into the playbook and learning everything that we could. And the thing that I really liked most of all was just the detail that was involved with it. You know, the little details in terms of, you know, the protections, how I would see blitzes coming, where I could put the line, you know, the sight adjusts off of routes, the reads that we had built in, the very structure with that. So, yeah, I'm going off here, but it was really, really exciting for me to come in and learn that. And I really enjoyed the offense the last 2 years.
James, playing at two colleges, both levels of the game can be very different. Can you explain some of the differences between playing at FIU and Bowling Green?
Sure. Well, I think both schools are phenomenal. You know, great places to learn and get an education. I'd say that, you know, we already talked about the offensive system. You know, there's different coaching at both places. Obviously, the weather in Miami was quite a bit nicer than the weather in Ohio. But that was something that I was used to coming from Green Bay, Wisconsin. You know, I'm very used to the cold and snow and cold weather games and stuff like that. So both places had a unique opportunity. I think FIU was ultimately the better fit, and I really enjoyed my time throughout my college career.
And with that comes Butch Davis. Well, I mean, when you look at his history, what he's accomplished at all levels, I mean, he's had a pretty historic career. What was it like playing under him and being the quarterback? Can you describe your relationship with him?
Oh, he's a phenomenal coach to play for. I'm so fortunate that I was able to, you know, learn under his tutelage the last 2 years. He was a huge player-oriented coach. You know, he would really care about the players, take the time to get to know you. He'd always have his office open if you wanted to come in. Relied very heavily upon the leadership council that we were on for decisions and everything that involved with the team. And then the other part about him is he's been through, you know, so much with his coaching career. It seemed like he always had the perfect scenario in his past history that he could invoke for how we should be feeling for the game this week. Whether it was a big opponent, you know, a challenging game, he always could relate it back to a time, whether it was the Cowboys, Miami, or anything like that, and give us a sense of how we should be preparing and how we should be feeling for the game. So awesome opportunity for me to be able to come in and learn under him, and he's a great coach.
James, after what you accomplished last year and also this year, at what point did it really click for you that you had a legit shot to play in the NFL?
You know, I think I kind of always had that confidence in myself coming from college. And obviously at Bowling Green, things didn't work out the way that they did. And I think that was a huge chip on my shoulder because I felt like I really could still play in the NFL. And I really had that belief in myself. And I'm very happy with the way it worked out that I was able to go to FIU and able to kind of showcase what I had that junior season and then this past season as well. So I think the confidence and the belief was always there. And then it just was, you know, I'm not going to give up until I get there. And I'm really excited to be in the position that I'm in, and I'm ready to work really hard to get there.
And James, when we talk to a lot of players, particularly quarterbacks, the level of film studying, kind of how over time, more experience, the way they prepare for games changed. Did you feel that over the course of your career, kind of your game prep changed in any sense?
That's an interesting question because I think throughout my career, the thing that I prided myself most upon was studying film and being prepared to go for the game. You know, watching the game plan, watching the opponent, breaking down their weaknesses and how we're going to exploit that. I'd say that the process certainly changed, and I think that's a direct correlation with the coaches I was involved with. I think there were certain things I did at Bowling Green to prepare that were much different than FIU, and that was because, you know, I had more experience as a player and because the system, you know, required different things to be looked at. So ultimately by the end, I had a checklist of everything to do during a week. And I knew that if I hit every buck every day, by the end of the week, I'd be ready to go. And I'd have the confidence in myself to be able to go out and, you know, tear up the defense and stuff like that. So, I'd say that certainly that's been something that, has been my, you know, I'd say is my best attribute is my preparedness. And it has changed and evolved as I've gone through college, and I'm very confident in the system that I have now.
James, we look at the draft pool, especially quarterbacks this year, very talented quarterback, including yourself.
Yep.
But what makes you different than other prospects at your position?
Sure, that's a great question. I think that the biggest thing that I think separates myself from some of these guys is just I'm going to outwork anybody. I'm going to work my ass off, my tail off. I shouldn't say that on the air. But I'm so passionate about it. You know, I'm just very excited to give everything I have to this game. I love football. I've loved it since I was a 4-year-old in Green Bay, Wisconsin, growing up in the shadow of Lambeau Field. And I'm really ready for this opportunity. So I'm going to out-prepare everybody in this field. I'm going to do everything that I can in my power to just go out and give it my all and let the results fall as they may.
And in your opinion, James, what traits make for a great quarterback?
I think there's a couple things. I think the biggest thing is leadership. I think that a quarterback has to be a leader of men and be able to, you know, get his teammates to go towards a common goal. I'd say another thing that I think is really important that, you know, I've mentioned a couple times already is just the preparedness aspect. I think that's, for me, the biggest thing a quarterback can do is to come into a game being ready to go and knowing what he has to do and what he has to accomplish, just to do his job every play. You know, the motto, always do your job. I think come game time, you have to be ready to go to know to do that. But I would say probably leadership is the biggest thing that I would give a quarterback for a quarterback to do.
Coming from Bowling Green, you're thrusting right into action at FIU. What do you think allowed you to have such a smooth transition at FIU?
You know, I would attribute that back to the coaching. I think that they did a phenomenal job. You know, the thing that I really enjoyed about the coaches at FIU is, like I've told you guys already, I've always prided myself on being the hardest worker in the room. You know, I always wanted to work my tail off and do everything I possibly could. And I came to a system where, you know, you had coaches who had that same intensity. And that was really something that made it very easy to work with those guys and very easy to fit in that offense. And then the other side of that, I think, is just how, you know, connected that team was, how much of a family feel it was when I came there. You could tell the culture, and I think it really shifted since Butch Davis got there, because before then there was a couple like losing seasons previously at FIU, and then Coach Davis gets there and you can tell how the culture just shifted. You know, it was very family oriented. I felt like I fit in right away. The guys really accepted me. And then as I earned that respect, I could be the leader on the team as I was this year and then last season as well. So I'd say that the hardworking coaches, the offense system, and then just the family feel of everybody made it very, very easy to come to FIU and fit in right away.
We know, James, when you guys played Miami this year, it's always a big, big game. They haven't played in a while. What was it like beating the Hurricanes this season?
Yeah, I mean, it was a great feeling, a great win for our program. I think that myself and the whole team had the confidence that we could do it. And that was really the cool thing about it, is I think that the whole year we knew what we were capable of. You know, it finally kind of came to fruition in a sense. Because I'll tell you what, every guy in that locker room believed before that game started that we could win that game. And that's the way we went out, and that's the way we played. And the result speaks for itself, and it was awesome.
Off the football field, you know, you spent most of your time on the football field, but off the football field, what was your favorite part about college?
Favorite part about college? You know, I'd say that just the relationships that I've made with the friends that I've had, you know, both through football and then in the classroom as well, but honestly, really through football. Just being able to spend time with those guys and, you know, forming relationships. Like, I still talk to a lot of the guys from Bowling Green still, and that means a lot. You know, that's going to last a lifetime, and I think that that's one of the coolest things about college football is being able to, you know, get to know teammates and forming those relationships that will really last you a long time. So that was probably my favorite part about my college experience.
And in addition to that, James, what went into the decision to major in pre-law, and is that something law you want to go into once your football career is over?
Yeah, I think that's kind of a secondary plan for me. You know, I'm very excited about this football opportunity, and I'm ready to give everything I have into it. You know, I think Steve Young may have done that, where he played the NFL career and then gone to law school. But my aunt and my grandpa were both lawyers, and they're two of the, you know, the best people that I know. My grandpa passed away, but two of the best people I know. And it got me really excited about going into law school and going to law. And So that was my undergrad major was pre-law, and then my graduate major that I have one more semester to graduate from is public administration. So kind of that perspective of going into law school, you know, down the road and giving everything I got right now for the NFL.
And James, a hypothetical question we like to ask every athlete we interview is if he could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
You know, I think to be able to talk football with some of these quarterbacks would be an awesome experience for me. Just the level of detail that they know about the game and to get that perspective and be able to kind of learn from them and talk like that. And that's something I do actually is I watch a lot of NFL film on, you know, the likes of Brady, Breeze, Rodgers, and to be able to kind of, you know, try to see what they do and emulate them. So great question. I'm not sure who I would train with, but just to be able to sit down and talk football with some of these guys would be a awesome experience.
That's funny. The next question I was about to ask was, do you add elements of their games into yours? But with that, I think talking about the idea of GMs, scouts, they're the ones who are deciding who they're going to be taking. And then when we talk to them, a lot of it is not just the on-field play, but the mentality, the person they're getting in the locker room. Who will they be getting in James Morgan?
I mean, they'll be getting a real stand-up guy who's confident in himself, will do anything for his teammates, and, you know, is a great guy to be around. You know, I think that, like I said, the relationships that I've formed with the people at FIU and Bowling Green, I love those guys. I know they love me back. And I really hope to earn their respect by grinding when I get to the NFL, by just the work ethic that I put in and all that stuff. But you're going to get a guy who's, you know, has his teammates' backs always, who's a leader of men, who's a real hard worker, and who's a great attribute for your program.
And James, with the NFL insight, this is something we like to ask every single athlete we interview. Have you thought about signing an NFL contract and the first thing you'd like to do with your signing bonus?
The first thing that I want to do with my signing bonus is put it away. It's save up the money. You know, I've seen too many things where NFL players, you know, spending the money they got, and I just want to be very smart with it. So I haven't put a lot of thought into that. If I had to get one big purchase, I'd probably get something for my mom, but that's about it.
That's the answer we're looking for. And for the last question, James, what is one piece of advice you could give to any rising high school football player?
You know, don't let people put labels on you. I think that coming from Wisconsin, in my perspective, you know, I had plenty of teachers, even coaches, even who would say that, you know, I look around this room and, you know, maybe not anybody will go to the NFL, or you know, maybe this isn't the best thing for you to pursue. You should be working on your academics, which I think is important. But ultimately, I knew deep down, despite what anybody said, that I had the confidence in myself. And if you put in the work and if you believe in yourself, I really feel like you can achieve anything. And, you know, that's for me right now. That's what I'm hoping that to be able to accomplish. And I'm extremely excited to go and work my tail off and go out and play for an NFL team and light it up.
That was James Morgan, formerly with the Florida International Panthers. We're wishing you the best of luck through this entire process, and we can't wait to see you on Sundays.
Hey, sounds great, guys. Really appreciate the interview.